Time for another Doc Talk here on Q92. As always, we go over to Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this morning's program is going to be kind of a get-to-know-you. Joining us is Jessica Mamer. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Jessica just came on board at Johnson Memorial Health Services. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. I started last week.
Okay. You got some titles there behind your name I see on the website. So why don't you tell our listeners what that is?
I am an advanced practice registered nurse or a nurse practitioner.
Okay.
I graduated earlier, well, in 2022 with my license for that.
Okay, good. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to get to know Jessica here. She's new to Johns Memorial Health Services. And Jessica, I want you, we'll start from the beginning. Where'd you grow up and your schooling and stuff?
I grew up just over kind of in the Ivanhoe Porter area, down by the Marble Store, if you guys know where that's at. Went to high school in Ivanhoe. And then I went to South Dakota State University in Brookings, where I kind of in a long path, roundabout way, eventually got my Bachelor's of Science in Nursing and became a registered nurse.
Okay, awesome. So you grew up in the Ivanhoe area, huh?
That is correct.
Right, and what store did you mention there?
The Marble Store, down on 75.
The Marble
South of KMB.
Is that, what kind of store is that?
It used to be just, oh gosh, I don't know, like a little restaurant. It's actually open again, but mainly just a little restaurant that was always there when I was growing up as a kid.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. So what brought you to Dawson then, Jessica?
When I was going through my nurse practitioner school, we had to do clinical rotations, and I got together with Renee Durfee, and I was able to complete a majority of my clinical hours here at Johnson Memorial, and from that, things just kind of spun into a permanent position once I was done with school.
Oh, well, that was easy, huh?
Yeah, it was easier than I thought it was going to be, so it turned out well.
All right. So to be an advanced practice registered nurse or a certified nurse practitioner, what kind of schooling does that involve, or how long is schooling, or stuff like that?
So I got my bachelor's in nursing, so that's a four-year program, and then after that I worked as a nurse for 5 years, getting some experience, and then from there I went to the University of North Dakota through their graduate program of nursing, and that was a 2.5-year program to get my graduate degree, which allowed for me to sit for boards to become a nurse practitioner.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right, good.
2.5 years of graduate school after undergrad.
Okay, so are you glad you're done with schooling?
I am glad, yeah. It was a long road, and I'm happy it's done.
There you go. Let me ask, what got you interested in becoming a nurse or a nurse practitioner, Jessica?
I decided to be a nurse. Just I've always wanted to help people and do more for people, and being a nurse has allowed for me to do that. And then once I was a nurse, I realized that I wanted to be able to do even more for my patients, and I knew that I was able to do that by going back and getting my graduate degree. So I decided that that was what I needed to do. I always plan to live in a rural community, and I know there's a shortage of healthcare providers in a rural community, so being able to advance myself and help my patients to the top of my abilities is just something I knew I needed to do.
Okay, all right. So in nursing school, someone told me the other day there's a kind of a shortage of nurses coming up. Is that true, or?
Yeah, it does seem to be true, unfortunately.
All right, that's...
And I don't know if it has to do with COVID. You know, we lost a lot of nurses in the field throughout COVID. Either people got burnt out and decided to switch positions, or a lot of people decided just to retire, you know. If they were getting to that retirement age, maybe took an earlier retirement, and I think it just changed a lot for people and their perspective on healthcare and their perspective on nursing, unfortunately.
Nursing is an outstanding job. A lot of rewards with it too, isn't there?
There are, yeah. I can't say enough about being a nurse and being able to be there for people during some of their most intimate times of their lives, and it's hard, but it's rewarding at the end of the day.
Right. I should back up here a little bit. Tell us about your family, Jessica.
I'm married to my husband, Brandon. Brandon Mamer, he grew up in Cambie, so people probably know him well from the Cambie area. And then together we have three kiddos. We have a four-year-old, Sutton, a two-year-old, Brooks, and then a three-month-old, Hayes.
Oh, three-month-old.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so three boys. So we're going to be kept on our toes for a long time.
So you're a boy mom then, huh?
I am a boy mom, yep.
Well, yeah, so you just had, what was your last one? 3 months, what was his name?
Hayes.
Okay, Hayes, okay.
He's our Christmas baby. He was born December 20th of 2022.
Oh, nice. All right. So you can celebrate a birthday right before Christmas then.
Yeah, he'll just get even more toys, what we need.
Well, that keeps you on your toes then. You're a busy mom, a wife, and a nurse practitioner. That keeps you busy then, Jessica.
Yes, it definitely does.
Okay. What do you like about Johns Memorial Health Services? I know you're new there, but...
Yeah, I think just how welcoming everybody seems. It was great from the first day that I walked in the door. Everyone was so welcoming. There's always a helping hand if I need anything. Everyone jumps and is willing to help get me pointed in the right direction. And just getting to know the people of Dawson, everyone in Dawson has been so welcoming, and so far it's been such a good experience.
Dawson's a great community. Johns Memorial Health Service is a great hospital. Got some really good people there. I think you landed in a great place.
Yeah, I'm super excited and super happy to be here.
Okay. Now, your family practice, basically, right?
That is correct. Yep, so I'll cover acute care, which is more like your same-day walk-in clinics, and then primary care, caring for more of your chronic health conditions, and then down the road in a couple months, I'll start covering the emergency department as well.
Oh, okay. All right. All right, real good,
yeah.
Jessica. Well, thanks for joining us on Doc Talk this morning. And, stop when you're in the Johns Memorial Health Services, stop in and say hi to Jessica and welcome her to Johns Memorial Health Services. So thanks, Jessica.
Yeah, thank you, Paul.
That's Jessica Mamer, Advanced Practice Registered Nurse and a Certified Nurse Practitioner at Johnson Memorial Health Services, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.